This is Casey with customer service returning your phone call. How may I assist you today?
What is your name?
Casey with customer service.
Yes. I'm calling in regards to, let me see here. I've got to get it. I've been waiting for a while, so it's like, okay. I'm getting charges for something that I am not getting, and I'm needing some assistance.
Yes, ma'am. To further assist you, could y'all please get your first and last name?
Yes, my first name is Stella. My last name is Seaman, S-E-A-M-A-N.
Okay. I do have an account with that name. To verify I'm in the correct account, could you please give me your address?
Yes, it's 2886 Rocky Fork Road, Otway, Ohio.
Okay, yes, ma'am. All right, bear with me. My computer's running just a little slow this morning.
That's all right, dear.
I do apologize. I'm still waiting on it to load. Please bear with me.
Okay. Now, I have two things going on here. It's called Newly Trend Market and Last Gidget. Do you know what service you're working for?
Yes, ma'am. I'm a third-party call center. I service over 100 online vendors, and they sell anywhere from electronics, portable AC units, generators, to keto, male enhancement, CBD.
So you might be able to help me on both these accounts then, because I keep getting the same voicemail. So when we're done with one, we'll see about the other, okay?
Yes, ma'am. Give me just a second. I do apologize. It's still loading.
What it is, one, if you're dealing with the last gadget thing, it's an order for $67.32, and I've never received any of it. But they're also charging me $5.74 for I don't know why.
I'll give you just a minute.
Oh, yeah, I've got all day, honey.
Okay, I see what it is. Ma'am, do you remember believing you were going to get a cookware set as long as you paid the shipping and handling on November the 30th?
A what? A what?
A cookware set.
No, I never ordered a cookware set.
It shows
November the 30th. Let me look here. I know I never ordered one because I have one that's ancient and it's wonderful. So.
Yes, ma'am. Well, it shows here that the $5.74 is really not to actually order a cookware set, like most people are led to believe. It is entries to win the KitchenAid cookware set. If you do not win, after you pay the $5.74, which gives you 20 entries, and you do not cancel, then it does it again. Okay, if you don't win off of that again, then it does it again, but this time it goes up to the full price, which is $67.32.
It does not tell you any of that, so I feel that I was fraudulently charged.
No, ma'am, it's not fraudulent. I mean, if you want to file a dispute with your bank, you can, but they're going to, if they give you any money, they will take it back after they talk to us and find out that it was stated in the terms and conditions, so it is a valid charge.
Okay, now what I need to know is I'm being charged $5.74 for entering a contest.
Yes, ma'am. It gives you 20 entries at one time.
And somewhere in the small print, it said that if I do not, now you're telling me this because I've never read it. In the small print, telling me that if I don't cancel, then I end up getting charged full price, which is what?
It goes back to the $5 one more time. And if you don't win off of those 20 entries, then yes, ma'am, it does go to the full price.
Of what?
$67. And then that knocks you down from 1 in 1,000 to 1 in 500. If you don't cancel and you don't win off of that, and they have the sweepstakes again, they charge you the $67. Then you go from 1 in 500 to 1 in 100 and so on, basically, until you win.
Okay, so I'm being charged twice now for $67.32 and $5 and, let me look here, 74 cents twice. Now, how do I get my money back when all it said for me to do was fill out this and pay whatever I paid? How do I get my $67 back twice?
Now, ma'am, I can't give you a full refund. The most I can go up to is 50%. And that's not just me, especially with the sweepstakes, which is what it's termed as. Even managers can't go no more than 50% back on each charge.
Well, how do I get out of this?
I'm trying to cancel that for you now, ma'am, so you won't get charged ever again.
So, okay, on... I have on here, let me find it, December the 7th, I was charged $67.32.
Yes, ma'am.
And then on December the 6th, I was charged $67.32. Then on December the 1st, I was charged $5.74 twice. And you said I ordered this when?
Whenever you just signed up to order the cookware set, because you're not the only one. Everybody's been led to believe that if they pay the shipping and handling, they are getting the cookware set. That is not the case. You're paying for 20 entries.
Right. It is a misleading advertisement. Can I say it that way?
Sure, because I have never seen the advertisement, so I have no clue.
And it doesn't come back once you've entered it. So, but you can't give me 75% of my total?
No, ma'am.
Can you give me 50% of each one of the 67?
Yes, ma'am. That's what I had stated.
So you would give me 30... Let me see.
If you give me a second, ma'am, I can calculate it, but I'm trying to do some stuff on my end so I can generate a cancellation number. So I am going to need you to get a pen and paper because we do not send out cancellation texts or emails. I will be giving it to you verbally, but there's still a couple of things that I have to do on my end.
All right.
And then I'm also going to tell you exactly how much you will get back. I cannot give you anything back on the initial $5, but I can give you something back on the second $5 charge and the charges thereafter.
Okay.
I do apologize that it's taking so long, ma'am. Just please bear with me.
I will. I'm sorry that you have to listen to silly old women like me, though.
Oh, trust me, you're a lot better than the old men I get, so it's definitely an improvement.
Well, I appreciate that. What do you recommend for old people like me that get ripped out of money?
Well, I can't really say nothing. I was raised old school. So I'm still of the firm belief of put your money in a mason jar and go bury it out back.
Oh, well, that sounds good. Don't look at all these false advertising ads. Yes, that's what I need to write that and say, do not.
What my granddaddy used to tell me all the time, he said, if it sounds too good to be true, it usually is.
Evidently. I wonder how they're, I know you can't comment on this because it's your job, but how are they allowed to swindle people out of their money, their hard-earned money? I just never could understand, because I'm old school too, and it's like I take people at their word or their written thing and think they're honest, and here they're deceiving, so. Makes it sad for old people.
Okay, give me just a second.
I guess there's an old saying out there, no fool like an old fool. So I guess that's where I fit in now.
No, ma'am, that's not exactly true, because I have a lot more young people calling than I do old people.
Well, that helped me a lot. Thank you. I needed that, because you know, an extra dollar today is an extra dollar you need, so.
Okay. Okay, give me just a second, ma'am.
That's all right, honey. I've got all day. Old people just kind of sit around.
Okay.
Busy.
Now, this is going to be anywhere from 3 to 5 business days. I'm going to add it all together so you know exactly about how much to tell the bank to look back for.
Okay.
Okay. It's going to be... Okay, altogether it'll be $70.19. It should be back in your account anywhere from 3 to 5 business days. So what I'm...
70 what?
$70.19, yes, ma'am. I'm giving you 50% back on the $67 charge, which is going to be $33.66. So you'll get that back twice, plus the 50% back on the $5 charge, which is $2.87. So altogether, it comes to $70.19.
Okay. Well, that made a nice little Christmas gift for me, but I'm still out $70, so that's sad. But live and learn, that's what one should do. You think at my age I would have done that. Now, the cancellation notice has been, and do I need
No, ma'am. There's a couple more things that I have to do on my end.
Okay.
Before we get to the cancellation number. Right now, I'm going ahead and generating your refunds.
Thank you, dear.
You are so welcome.
And then, do you have any answer to what they'll do with the other, say, $70 they've got them on, $36 or $68?
I'm giving you money back on that one as well, too, ma'am.
Well, I know you're giving me $70.19, but still, half of that is still almost $68. So.
Now that, yes, ma'am, now that, I don't know.
Are you ready for Christmas?
Not really. There's still a couple more people on my Christmas list that I need to shop for. A couple of things still haven't come in, so that's definitely got me worried. Uh-huh. Yeah.
I understand that.
Especially since Christmas is Sunday, so I'm like, like at this point, I might just have to throw everything that I had planned out the window and just go to Walmart and go down the toy aisle and be like, hey.
Or you could take a picture or whatever they were supposed to get and say, oh, I love you ever so much, and this is what you were going to get, but Santa got busy and didn't drop it off.
I don't think that would work. That would disappoint my child so much.
Well, I appreciate you taking your time and helping me get $70 back. So.
You are so welcome, ma'am. It's no problem.
I buy four little gifts for me. So.
Trust me, I get it. Every little penny counts.
It does. It does. It does. And what amazed me was it was two different companies charging that. I mean, it comes up two different names.
And well, one hadn't started yet, but it had also signed you up for their Our Fitness app.
Oh.
Yes, ma'am. So yeah. that would come up as a health thing. And what it is it's basically a home gym on your phone, along with a personal trainer and your own personal nutritionist that keeps up with your blood pressure, your sugar, heart rate, keeps up with your workout routines, your meals, all that good stuff.
But you've got me out of that now.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, thank goodness. I mean, not that I don't need the exercise. I do, but I can't afford it at this point.
Okay, ma'am. Are you ready for that cancellation number? It's going to be C as in Charlie.
Okay.
263-087-477-477.
Okay. Now, my question is, that cancels out the...
that cancels everything.
The Last Gadget place and the Newly Trend place. So, okay.
Yes, ma'am. It also cancels the fitness app. You hadn't been charged for it yet, but you were going to. And that's
$39.99. Okay. Well, I godly appreciate your help, and I hope your items come for Christmas. And... say a prayer this old lady doesn't do this again.
Yes, ma'am. Well, thank you for calling customer service. Is there anything else I can help you with?
Well, that has been a great help. That's all I can say, so thank you.
You are so welcome. Thank you for calling customer service. You have a Merry Christmas.
You too, honey.
Thank you. Bye-bye.